This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Farmers in England have been worried about foot and mouth disease among their cows. The viral sickness is one of the world's most destructive diseases of livestock. Foot and mouth disease does not usually kill animals, but it sickens them and severely reduces production of meat and milk, resulting in economic disaster. The current cases of the disease first struck cattle in southern England. At the end of July, a farmer in Surrey noted that two of his cows were sick. He reported the news to government health officials. They passed it on to the World Organization for Animal Health. Agricultural scientists confirmed the first cases of the disease in two animals. The first group of 120 cows was killed August 3rd. At that time, the government banned export of all livestock, fresh meat, and milk products. The ban is expected to remain in place until August 25th. About 100 cattle were killed from a second infected herd on a farm about 3 kilometers from the first. A third group of cows was killed last week. Almost 600 cows have been destroyed so far to prevent the spread of the disease. Tests of cows on two other farms in Surrey showed no presence of the highly infectious virus. So experts say the outbreak of foot and mouth disease could be over by the end of the week if no new cases are found. However, they urged farmers to continue to check their cattle for signs of the disease. British health investigators believe there is a strong possibility the outbreak started in a research center close to the farms. The center has two laboratories that use the virus for research and to make vaccines. One of the laboratories rejected the claim. It said there is no evidence the virus was transported out of the laboratory by people. In 2001, foot and mouth disease cost the British agricultural and tourism industries billions of dollars. More than 6 million animals were killed. The crisis delayed a general election for a month, cancelled many sports events, and closed the countryside to visitors. The disease affects animals such as cows, pigs, goats, and sheep. It spreads easily through direct contact among animals. It is also spread by people on clothing and shoes. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Faith Lapidus.